Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Well, we get paid to talk. Many times we just can't pull it off.
Right.
How do you think you did this week?
Probably lousy. I'm going to try a different strategy.
Or good, depending on how you look at it.
All right.
How long is the montage this week?
3.5 minutes.
Well, that's pretty good.
That's probably all me.
It's better than five.
That's probably all me.
All right. A flubble is the combination of a flub and a mumble, and we take the best ones from the week and put it into a montage. And we'll serve 2 months in jail.
Oh, well, he'll be a date in prison.
I'll try that again.
He'll be a date in prison. Yes, thank you. See you Friday.
They typically don't end things that are selling great.
McRib was also hiding good. How you doing, good? The McRib was also more exciting. The McRib did well. Where'd you go? McRib did well.
Mick.
21 plus in present Connecticut. 3+ legs. Minimum $1.
You know, I was supposed to do this.
Yeah, like
sorry. Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. As I was going through that, I was thinking how bad you were doing it.
Thank you. They took everything that could be a possible, like, weapon. Yeah, and everybody's playing 61 today in the numbers.
You think so?
I think so. I think a lot of folks are going to play. I'm like, there's so many 61. The condom stretches longer and looks like it fits.
Yeah, no, she did.
Very, very phallic things you're holding in your hand. You know, what are you going to do?
Okay.
One day, like one piece of information, just explode the whole thing. Because you also see red in the window. Yeah, it was even better with the chicken wrap because all the ranch dressing would go down.
Right. Gas card.
I would love to see. Oh no, sorry. No.
What?
You were saying Judas Priest at first. I'm like, oh, yeah, right. Made no sense what I was going to say. I had to reiterate what I was going to say.
Wait. A 100-year storm heading into Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis yesterday warned residents.
We have found the new playlist for the AJ in a Box.
Oh. This is just a news thing we're doing.
It is a legitimate torture list.
Like even the title "Stand by Me." Okay, I'm just going to think of that Benny Hill, that Benny King song, rather than Benny Hill, Benny King.
Tattooed eyeballs.
Okay, boom.
That bothers me.
Well, you never know. You know, she'd be just like that look, but really be a librarian at heart.
I'm a librarian at heart, not a real librarian.
Right,
just at heart. I'm a librarian.
I enjoy a nice quiet area with a good book. Okay, we'll go with that.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes. I'm just thinking out loud over here. Of course,
you're hurting yourself. Only issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire 14 days after I was making fun of you. This is what I get. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 this Fox.
Yeah. You're nervous. I can tell you're nervous. You don't mess that up. That sounds like possible aneurysm. Someone's going to have a problem and then die. Yeah.
Aneurysm?
Yes. I don't know.
Why do we have an aneurysm?
I don't know. I need to throw a word out there that came to mind. Okay? We need to Goose Boy does not need to analyze every goddamn thing I say. Yeah. Come see where Phil be buried.
Is that also in Durham?
Where is that on the schedule?
That'll be no particular time. When I finally snap.
I love you, man. You're getting over the finish line. You're just getting over the finish line.
I'm like, it's just freaking going. Close to getting the hell out of here.
Chaz and AJ.
Praise Jesus. Praise God.
Okay.
Hold on. What the hell did I just say?
It's a good chanting.
This is my favorite moment of the week.
You channeled some like spirit.
Praise Jesus. Praise God.
Okay.
Jesus.
You were doing like a Southern Baptist. Jesus.
It sounds like I just put the hottest piece of food in my mouth.
Praise Jesus.
You explain how this happened.
Oh. Okay.
J-A.
What were you trying to say?
J-A.
Indian chant. He said, praise Jesus.
Oh.
And my brain was like,
Chase Breezes?
Praise Jesus.
Right.
As I was trying to move on to say my name.
Oh.
And it was Chaz and praise together.
Oh, Chase.
Chase.
Right, Chase. Oh. That was a fun ride. It didn't end on me. Awesome.
Jesus. I'm sure I'll hear that in the close today.
She will.
Can you back it up a little bit? Because I think, you know, because this is what I think is happening in AJ's brain.
Uh-oh. Never know. You know, she'd be just like that look, but really be a librarian at heart.
It's a librarian at heart, not a
book. Okay, we'll go with that.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes. I just, you know, I'm just, you know, thinking out loud over here. Of course, you get down.
You're hurting yourself doing that. Day in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9, this Fox.
61 today in the numbers.
You think so?
I think so. I think a lot of folks are going to play. I'm like, there's so many 61, the condom stretches longer and looks like it fits
music. Because I feel like that's what's playing in our brain.
Yeah,
this is happening.
Definitely.
Intermission.
Yep. Exactly right. Please hold.
Scott Haney, Channel 3 Weather on the phone.
Hello, hello, hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Hello.
So you invited Lauren Richardson in, but you didn't invite me into the studio. You know, I don't think I've ever been on the air in the studio.
You have been.
You're always welcome.
You have been.
I don't think I have been.
Yes.
Have I?
Yeah.
Yeah, you came in with a camera and everything.
Yeah. Well, that was one time.
Oh, that was during the story for the 50th anniversary.
No, but you have been in studio.
Definitely.
You're more than welcome. You're more than welcome anytime.
It'll be 20 years in February. Well, you know why we don't invite you is because we know how busy you are. You have like 18 shows over there.
You do. And you're like on the entire network.
I didn't even call you during the hurricane to come on, because I'm like, this guy is going to be off the wall, bananas busy right now.
Right.
You can
always call me.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I always have time for you.
Right.
Cool. I just picture you looking at the text and being like, oh, I love these guys.
But
can you see it's a hurricane?
Right. During the news, we just see a phone go flying across the set. Oh, Scott got a message.
When I see you have your jacket off,
Caitlin.
I know you're busy.
Oh, yeah. Right. Well, no, the reason why I have my jacket off is because it doesn't fit anymore because I'm so fat.
Oh.
I don't believe that.
Oh, it's true. I can't get the button closed. It's horrible. I got to lose some weight.
I have that problem.
I got to lose some weight. Yeah. You do?
Yeah.
You do, too?
I do.
Well, you're just getting ready for the winter.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it's insulation.
Yeah, I'm storing up.
Right, exactly.
I buy new jackets.
I have one suit that fits, and I'm now rotating it in 3 days a week.
Wow.
Good.
That works.
Yeah.
Good.
Right. Yep. I have a different shirt, different tie.
You know.
Nobody knows the difference.
You had a weird tie today.
Well, Caitlin. Yeah, I had my fall tie on today.
Fall tie.
It's my, what is that, candy corn? It's my, people think it's candy corn tie.
Okay.
Okay.
I love candy corn.
Caitlin thinks it looks like fruit stripe.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Old,
the gum will lose its flavor in 5 minutes.
That's a good one.
I love it. Yes. Absolutely. That gum stinks.
Oh, my God. Two chews. I'm like, what?
Two chews and you're like, well, I gotta find a tree for this.
Right, I gotta lick a wall.
Oh my God, disgusting. So what's new with you guys? What are you doing? What's up for the weekend?
What am I doing? I'm going to lunch with the CEO of the company today.
Nice.
You're kidding.
Of course. Yeah. Right.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Oh no, it's a good thing.
It's a good thing. They go to good places.
It's a great thing.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so that and then tomorrow, Sandy Hook, and that's why I wanted to talk to you about the weather.
Yeah.
We're doing a kind of like a festival.
What are you doing, Catherine? What?
They go from noon to 8, and they're raising money to build a pavilion, a nice community center in Sandy Hook. This all started after the tragedy, and they're going to have tents for the rain. The beer tent will be.
Got to have beer tents, yep.
They're going to have their food trucks. I mean, they're going to plow through. But how bad will the rain be?
Well, Newtown is like, I want to say northwest Connecticut.
Yeah.
It's like central northwest Connecticut. You guys will be doing a little bit better than the rest of the state.
I saw your map.
So that's some good news.
Yeah, okay. I was hoping for that.
Right.
Yeah, so because the heaviest rain is going to be to our south and east, according to the latest model runs. That's the way this rain is shaken out. But like Southeast Connecticut's going to get hammered. They could get 1 to 2 inches of rain. And everybody's going to get some rain tomorrow. But Northern Connecticut, there's going to be like a sharp cutoff between like an insignificant amount to a great amount of rain. And the line goes right through Central Connecticut. So
kind of like your tie.
Okay.
Right.
It takes a while to eat a crocodile.
Scrolling through Instagram tomorrow, you will see people posting, it's raining like hell over here. Yep. And then you'll look outside and say, it's not here.
Look over here. It's beautiful. I'm going to tan.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm going to Fire Island. I don't care what the weather is. It's supposed to be a monsoon there. I'm just going to sit in my condo and listen to the waves.
How will Preston be?
What?
How will Preston be? Preston, Connecticut.
Why do you care?
Because
I'm there tomorrow night.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
What are you doing? Comedy?
Comedy, yeah.
How you gonna make? You think I'm funny? How do you think I'm funny?
I don't.
I don't know. Preston should be okay.
Okay, cool.
By tomorrow night, everything should start to be winding down.
Awesome. Okay, good.
But you're not doing comedy outside.
No, but I got to drive there.
That would be funny if you did comedy outside.
Yes, it would be.
Well, before you do that, we're doing that deal at the amphitheater for the Connecticut Lottery.
Exactly.
But you're the perfect person to do this.
Right. Because I, you know.
What does that entail?
It's their anniversary.
Yeah.
And they're bringing a bunch of winners in.
Right.
Previous winners.
Oh, awesome.
With the chance to win more money.
I get to meet winners.
You get to meet people who actually won.
Oh, nice. Oh, I'm going to ruin all their luck. I met this guy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So they're bringing people who've already won money, and they're going to give them more money?
Man, do I hope I'm right now.
Yep.
Zoom at 10, and right. I kind of skimmed the schedule of what we're doing.
We're going to find out more later.
That's kind of what I took from my surface research on this document I was sent.
Let's say TBD.
Bring quarters to give to everybody and cover yourself.
Million-dollar winners are we going to be meeting, or like $10 scratch-off people?
Didn't know there'd be a quiz.
Yeah, had no idea.
Yeah, I'll know more at 10:15.
Right, to be determined.
Yes. Very interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. I'd like to meet a million-dollar winner, especially if he's single and male.
Yeah, look at you.
Yeah.
You probably have more money than a million-dollar winner.
Not after this stock market.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Stock market.
No.
You got to kind of just look the other way right now.
Yeah,
I'm trying. I looked yesterday, and I said, all the gains from the day before were completely wiped out.
Wow.
And then I stopped looking.
Yeah, see?
I just can't look anymore. My financial advisor, I think he flew the coop. I don't even know where he is.
See, I keep on blowing my money on bills.
Exactly.
Yeah,
today's payday, all the money spent.
Yep.
You could do what AJ does and just don't invest,
right.
So you don't care when the market goes down.
I invest in the lottery.
It means nothing to me.
You'll see him in the Walmart as a greeter.
Yep.
But after we retire.
One of the funniest greeters you'll have.
You'll be the best greeter Walmart's ever seen.
Yep.
AJ, you don't invest at all in the stock market?
Zero.
No.
No 401k.
Nothing.
No nothing.
No.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for putting it
that way.
For you. Oh, my God.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yes.
So whatever money you have just
That's it.
Grows
yeah. at some point,
0.5% interest.
At some point, just walk in the woods and die. like a raccoon.
Yeah, I don't know too many people who don't take their money. And like you don't have a 401k at PLR?
No. No, I don't. No, they offer it. You just don't have it.
Right. Because I keep blowing money on bills.
Okay.
Yes.
That's
right.
That's one. That's the,
Every
okay,
dollar
that's,
is accounted for.
That's stupid.
Thank you. Appreciate it. So, how about that weekend, folks? How are you doing? So, what are you doing the weekend? How are you going to Fire Island? Cool. That's good. That's good. Yeah.
But, AJ, it's not the first time you've heard that word applied to you.
Oh, yes, I know. In all walks of life. Yes. Thank you.
The greatest lesson you could give someone when they get into the workforce is to do 10% of your 401k.
Right.
And it seems like, wow, I don't know how I'd do without that money. You'll figure it out, and then you'll always be used to it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's the greatest lesson.
It is. It's a great lesson.
Mm.
Yeah, when I hit the lottery, I'll find out.
Oh, my God. Do you play the lottery? Do you play?
Well, I used to until the gas prices went up.
He's doing quite well, Scott.
Yes. I can't even take a beer drunk.
God. Can I invest in your 401k since you're not?
Yes.
All right, I'll be there.
Yeah, they do matching. It's
wow,
great.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah, nice. We do matching too. Gray has a great plan.
Nice.
And they just upped our didn't they up our contributions?
Yeah,
they just upped our contributions.
Yeah, I'm in the red.
All right. Well, he kissed a pig yesterday.
No.
I kissed a pig and I liked it.
It's a 1980s.
Scott Haney, Channel 3 weather on the phone.
Wow.
Was this something you did you had to do it for work or recreation?
Yes, it was a public appearance for the Bristol's Boys and Girls Club.
Okay.
And the money that they were raising money for, I think it was either that charity or the Imagination Museum, which is also in Bristol, a fantastic place for kids.
What kind of imagination is that, kissing a pig?
Sounds like someone's fantasy, actually.
Well, they bring this pig in. They bring the pig in, and then you have to kiss it. Like, that's part of the challenge for the fundraiser.
Now, where do you kiss
it? They had a,
like, right in the snout, the head, the tail?
Yeah, right in the snout. They give you a treat. They give you a treat. You have to put it in between your lips, and then you get up next to the pig, and the pig grabs the treat with his tongue.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
not kidding. That's exactly what happened yesterday.
Yeah,
it was disgusting.
If you wake up next to it.
I kept looking into his mouth. It's like an image I'll never get rid of.
Now, if he's cooked, I'll put him in my mouth.
Exactly.
I don't want uncooked pig in there.
This uncooked pig is going nowhere. It's Farmer Miner in Bristol. He's a great guy.
Uh-huh.
And he has this pig in a baby carriage, and he wheels him around.
Can we wipe down the pig's face before you kiss it?
I didn't. I just went for
it. Was it wet and warm?
Oh, it was wet.
Really?
Ugh.
How was it?
It was pretty clean, though.
How
I mean, for a pig.
Yeah.
For a pig.
Right.
Yeah, his breath could knock a buzzard off a turd wagon.
Right. But, did it taste like bacon?
No, it did not taste like bacon.
I smell
that's terrible.
I taste apple, like cherry wood.
That's,
stop it. His name was Oscar. Last name Meyer.
Frank Futa.
You ever see those little pig races?
Yeah.
I think,
yes.
You know, it's like
they're
watching
adorable.
Monkeys with hammers.
I
am fascinated by this.
They take turns really well.
They really move. I'm like, how do you go from that to being this giant thing that we love to eat?
Right. Usually put them in heels.
I know. Oh, my God. They're so cute, right?
They are.
They're very cute.
And then they become these big, just
right.
Globs of pork.
Massive. So do humans. We start off cute.
That is true.
Become these big globs of like
a
wait for
walking
DoorDash
boulder.
To show up. Yeah.
Mm.
Hey, how you doing? DoorDash coming?
Yeah, at least we don't. Thank God we don't eat each other. Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Hey, Army Hammer?
Who? What?
Hey, Army Hammer?
Army Hammer? Who's that?
Is that Caitlin?
Is that baking soda?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the pig was very nice. I kissed the pig, and I liked it.
Now, do you have to call tomorrow or what?
I don't know. I was, like, worried about COVID. I'm like, does this pig have COVID?
The pig said, text me.
Exactly.
So, Saturday, what are you doing? Well, why don't we get together and have some coffee? Next you know, you wake up next to it, you taste the cigarettes and whiskey. That's the worst. You know, I just met you at a party. That was it. Sorry. He's happy. Look, I said I liked you. Liked. I want to see other pigs.
I want to see other pigs. Oh, my God. It's the story of my life. Oh, my God.
That's the worst. Next thing you know, cab fare.
Yep. You dating or what's happening?
I did date. It didn't go well. It ended.
All right.
Well, that's why they call
it
dating.
It lasted a week.
Wow. Oh. All right.
Yeah,
hey,
good week.
You know what's great? You figured it out fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, you need to go.
Was there anything in the beginning that kind of you said, red flag?
No, you know, he was really nice. And then we had different political ideology.
Okay. Gotcha.
Which I was like, okay, you stay on your side, I'll stay on my side.
Right, that's fine.
And
then
other stuff happened, and I was like, what did you just say? I was like, you need to go.
Oh. Did you sing a Ray Charles song?
Right. Hit the road, Jack?
Hit the road, Jack.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't come back no more, no more, no more. So the search continues. Paul stayed the night last night at my house.
That's
wild. That was fun.
Yep.
Yep, he stayed over. He's got fired from his job.
Oh, that sucks.
Oh.
Yeah, unfortunately, but he's on the verge of getting a new one, which I'm very excited about.
Cool.
Good. Why is he sleeping over?
He went to Block Island to take care of his mom, and then we got a little dinner party together last night with all of our friends. And so we went out last night at 6:30, had a little dinner. I was in bed by 8:30. And then he was like, well, I'm not going back to the city now. He's like, so he slept over.
Cool. Oh,
good.
There you go. All
right. I'm glad you're friends.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, enjoy Fire Island. I know you got to get on TV here.
Yep.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, so I'm going to go, and even though it's going to monsoon, I'm going to go, and I'm going to enjoy it.
And don't kiss any more pigs.
I kissed a pig, and I liked it.
Hello. Hi. So we got an email earlier this week about a lunch and learn. AJ's looking at me like, I never got that email.
I got the email, and I answered it.
I think he was the only one that responded.
Thank you.
The idea being that we're going to have random lunches here, and then an expert will come in to talk about certain things that we all vote on, right? It's like an office camaraderie, so people like still come to work kind of thing. It's my
guess,
right?
The whole paycheck thing doesn't do it?
Right, no. It's, you know, for the millennials or whatever.
Gotcha.
So anyway, I figured you voted to learn more about what? Like Smokey and the Bandit? Or what do you want to learn?
I already know about that stuff.
He's an expert.
I could teach you people that.
Is yours to be less of a dick? Like, what do we decide to vote on?
Oh, no, I'm fine. Thank you. People make me this way.
Like you, for example, just now.
You made me this way.
What a question to ask.
No, AJ, tell us what you
vote. Yeah, what you vote, AJ?
I voted for learn about retirement and finance.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Thank you. Thank you.
Did you vote? No, you didn't open the email.
No, I did. I opened it.
Okay.
I'm contemplating.
Step in the right direction. You opened the email. Phil, did you vote?
He's on the phone right now, taking the knife.
Ashley, did you vote?
Well, I answered the email. I just don't think it's the answer that you're looking for.
Well, what'd you say?
I said no, I wasn't interested.
Oh.
She says, I've
learned everything I want to learn in life.
What's better, not answering or that answer?
Just delete the email.
She asked me to respond, so I responded. I responded honestly. I'm usually gone by lunch. What are you sticking around for?
There was a yes or no.
The email.
Yeah, so she wrote no. Okay.
Well, I've come up with the five things that we should actually learn.
Okay.
That is what my list
today is. Specifically?
The building. So if we're going to have a lunch and learn, here are the five things that we should learn.
Okay.
So my vote, I wrote social media in the actual thing. But then thinking about it yesterday, I was like, no. There are real things I need to learn that could be very helpful. So number five, karate. How awesome would it be if the whole office got trained in karate?
We're all a bunch of ninjas running around here just chopping everything.
It would be...
Everyone would be more polite.
It would
be.
Right, because everybody would be afraid that you would get karate chopped.
There'd be a lot of pan flute music in the building.
And think about it. Karate's popular again because of Cobra Kai. Like, karate's become a thing again.
Right. We all wear gis.
Every age group can learn it.
Right.
You know, you do it at different levels.
Right.
And in the end, we could have matches.
Right.
So it's lunch and learns where we learn, and then a year from now, it's fights.
Right.
How great would that be?
Wow.
Who says no?
Right. I'm down. I'm down.
So, like, so then...
Who would you go after first?
I don't know. Nah, that'd be the obvious answer.
That's the
one I work up to.
No, I think he would have to fight people from other stations. That would be the only fair way.
Okay.
So he fights like Storm and Norman. Oh. I think that would be amazing.
Yeah, but I like Norm.
Right, but it's
and
part
you don't
of the
like Phil.
Right. You'd be...
correct.
All right, so
I'm sorry, listening? Sorry.
So number four, sort of what AJ said, budgeting. So yesterday morning, I had $20.72 in my bank account. I bought a five...
How much?
$20.72.
Do you have a bank account?
In my checking account.
Wow.
I bought $5 and nonsense, and then a sneaky Netflix charge hit the account, my account, and threw me into overdraft protection.
Oh, no.
So this shouldn't... I'm 46 years old. I have a real job. Like, this shouldn't happen. So let's bring somebody in that says to AJ and me and a bunch of us that are having
these
problems...
Where's your money going?
That's what he needs to say.
Hot
You're
dogs,
46?
Coors Light.
Yeah, I'm 46. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So the guy comes in.
Is that a good year 46 or a bad year 46?
That didn't sound good at all.
Did you think I was 27?
Not what I thought.
I think she thinks I was in my 50s, right?
Right, yeah. Not that that's a bad thing.
Closer to your 50s.
It's not
I can
great.
Tell by the tone. Right. You're 46?
I'm not.
Another thing we should learn is how to keep our mouths shut.
You look great, Bob.
Thank you. I feel like that's not true.
Finance. What do you think you can learn about finance?
Oh, I think the guy's going to say stop buying coffees. I mean, that's going to be the number one.
You buy very expensive coffees.
Right. I spend $9 a day on coffees. Like, I mean, that's going to be the number one thing.
Do you have alimony?
I don't have alimony. I have child support. Yep. So I pay that. So I guess maybe he'll say don't pay that anymore. That seems against the law.
Right.
Is that a lot?
Can you say kids 18?
And then remember, I spend a lot on gas. I work 45 minutes from here. You can't fix that. And then I go out to eat all the time.
Well, you can move.
Right. I guess I could.
So you make a lot of hot dogs and like those little dinosaur shaped chicken things.
Those are cheap though. Yeah, it's exactly. The days I don't have the hot dogs where I go out to dinner and if you go out to dinner now, it's $50 no matter what.
Yeah.
So if I just have a burger, one beer, and fries, somehow it's $50.
Yep. Well, that's why you have the beer.
Everything else, yep.
Take the beer away. It's so much more affordable.
But Phil, I'm out.
Take the alcohol off of the bill. Watch what happens. It's unbelievable.
Or you bring beer in your car.
Or I bring nips that I've made.
A big gulp cup.
I've looked back at my statement, and I've seen just going out to dinner here and
there
was a car payment.
Oh, it's definitely. You know, I also have a car payment.
All right.
And my car loan doesn't end until 2027. How did I get that loan?
Oh, my God.
Doesn't make any sense. That car will explode before
that.
When does your contract run out here?
This is so bad.
Before the car.
So that guy was probably explaining to you. You're like, blah, 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 just show me where to sign.
Give me this car.
Right.
Give me the car. So I think a budgeting person would be helpful, at least for AJ and I.
Yes. Now you got two people who want that.
So both in the same class.
Right. Okay, so number three, emergency stuff. So this would be a catch-all. So the first lunch and learn, we have pulled pork sandwiches, and we learn to change a tire. And
I thought you meant like CPR.
I don't know how to do that. That's easy.
Second one, cheesesteaks and how to hook up a generator. The third one is lobster rolls and how to operate a chainsaw. All skills I don't have.
Do you have a generator?
No.
All right. Is there any scenario in your life where you would start a chainsaw?
If I learned how.
No, this is how Keith would do a chainsaw.
Right.
Hello.
Pick up his phone. Right. Hello. Right. Can you come over and help me?
Right. But this works into budgeting. If I knew how to use a chainsaw and all the trees fall down, I could just do it.
We get to have lobster rolls, so that's cool.
Sir, we can't help you. Right, you're in overdraft protection.
I know how to use one, but I'm coming anyway. So.
You know they charge you every time you go into overdraft protection. It is not great.
Yeah, I'm stiff with lobster rolls.
They hit you like $10, $25, $50, depending on how much it has to save you. But it is a bad cycle.
Oh, I remember starting out writing checks and... $25 bucks every time it comes back.
Checks. You weren't 46 years old.
I can write a check.
All right, number two, how to function correctly in an office setting should be a lunch and learn we have.
Uh-oh.
It would be an etiquette person, and they would explain, don't reply all. Once I say hi to you once during the day, we don't have to say hi anymore.
No, those are your rules.
Don't stand next to me in the urinal. Clean up after yourself.
Where do you go in the urinal then?
You go into one of the stalls.
There's only two of them.
Right, so don't stand in that one. Go into a stall.
Right, but
what's wrong with that?
I don't want to pee into the toilet. Make noise.
If I'm at the there are two urinals in our building.
Yes.
If I'm on the one on the right, you should not be on the one on the left. You should go into the stall. It's weird. Go into the stall.
Or I can just stand behind and pee in your legs.
Or whisper things in my ear.
I think it'd be funny if you just yelled at us when we did that, because I've done this to him before.
Right. Don't stand next to me. Go into the stall.
There's a partition. We're not touching shoulders.
It's still weird.
I want this person to come in now, because everything you just said is not going to... It's not coming up. And if it does, you're wrong. You're on the wrong side of it.
Don't reply all. Once you see me, say hi once. That's it. We don't have to say hi again. Don't stand next to me in the urinal. Clean up after yourself if you make a mess. Don't screw up the studios.
There's a bathroom.
It's an easy meeting.
There's a bathroom on the fourth floor. No one's using it. Why don't you go with that one?
Right. I jump all around this building, AJ. I've been in every bathroom.
My urinal rule is just don't talk to the person next to you.
Look forward.
Talk to another man when you're holding your thing and he's holding his thing.
Yeah.
And you're within a foot apart.
Yeah. And if you're taller,
there's
don't
no conversation.
Over. Right.
Don't stand next to me. Stand in the stall. That it's an easy one.
Why don't you just go in the stall? Then now it doesn't matter.
Right. Can you please just yell at someone, some stranger when they come? Don't stand next to me.
You don't mean you don't hear us? We walk and go, oh, crap, he's in there.
To the stall.
The solution is you go to the stall. No one's going to stand next to you
there
in the stall.
I got there
solution.
First. I'm there
right.
first.
You just go into
you
the stall.
You know what? Why just pee in the sink? How's that?
Number one.
Or outside.
The number one thing that every single person in this building should learn how to use is Photoshop. I treat people.
I know that.
Okay, great.
Great.
So you don't have to go. You didn't want to go anyway.
Perfect.
You won't know.
She wasn't going anyway.
I treat people who know how to do this like they're actual wizards.
Oh,
Photoshop is so amazing, and all the things you could do. Like, we should all learn how to do this. It's so cool.
Okay, I like doing that.
Give us an example.
Yeah.
So if I took a picture of the three of us, right, and all of a sudden now I hate AJ, I can use Photoshop to just take him out. It just looks like you and I are having the best time.
Right, right, right.
Or I could put us in other cool locations, or I could take, look at all the stuff that we do on our websites, that Mega Designs. It's all Photoshop.
I'm not really there.
We need Photoshop.
I get a picture of Godzilla crushing someone and put his head there.
Right, Photoshop.
I don't have to go to the Guilford Fair?
Exactly.
I went to the Guilford Fair.
Had a great time.
Right.
Why are you later?
We all went to the Guilford Fair.
Guilford. Yes.
But that is a skill that every single person should know how to do. It works for everybody in this building.
I'm skipping that one.
No, it's important. Oh, you should know how to do it.
Now I really want to go to that.
Then we could. Then I could. So my daughter has a birthday party. I can make her some cool ass like invite on Photoshop. Ah, it would be awesome. But I only want it to be an hour. I don't want to take like a year of classes.
Oh yeah, no.
I need to know how to do Photoshop by 1 p.m.
Yeah, bing bang boom done.
It's very easy.
Right.
Then why don't we have this? This should be what we learn.
Okay. Keith, this is just called YouTube. You just go to YouTube.
Nope,
how to Photoshop. You're done.
I want it during the workday.
No, save the rest of us.
With cheesesteaks. Right. Don't stand next to me at the urinal.
And
that's it.
And you're our boss.
What's the best place to get a burger in Fairfield County, possibly the world? Let's ask our CEO, Jeff Warshaw. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so glad to come on and try to pick the spirits up a little bit.
Well, it's tough what happened to Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but we're going out to get a good burger today.
Not a good burger.
Uh-oh. Hmm.
The best burger.
The best burger.
Wow. See, I'm envious. The best burger.
Yeah, so there's this restaurant that we're going to, and that before it was open, the chef had a smaller restaurant, which was terrific. I think I've taken you there. It was La Farm.
Yes.
And they had this amazing burger. And one of my fabulous memories of that was I was working on a deal, really, just like around the clock. And for days, and like around 6:30 one night, my wife walked in to my office and sat down and handed me a bag, and it had a burger from the farm that she had them make, and ran it over to my office so I could get a break and enjoy it. And then that place closed, and they opened up. They sold it. They've expanded their empire, and they opened up a seafood-based restaurant, but they kept the burger in a much bigger location and everything. And
that's when you know it's a great burger.
Yeah.
We can change everything, but this is staying.
This is going to stay.
And how cool is your wife when you're in the middle of a big deal, she brings you this cheeseburger.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah,
that was very nice.
And as good as it was, that was the best version of it. And so I'm excited for you to try it. And it's different from the one that you took me to. It's, you know, I would say that, it's the chef's expression of the burger, just as the fabulous place that you took me to. So,
does this place have a bathroom or a porta potty?
Yeah.
It has a really nice bathroom, but you are free to find a bush
right.
if you'd like.
And very good.
Right.
You can walk down to the river.
Right.
The Saugatuck River, and I'm sure no one will mind.
People in Westport do that all the time.
Just pretend you're a fountain.
I'm looking through this website. Boy, there's a lot of, these are the pictures you'd see in like a cookbook.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
There's a picture. It looks like they just took an octopus and put it on a plate. That's
nice.
Like how fresh it is.
Yep.
Yeah, but we're I'm going to order a few small things for you to try, but we're going to focus on the burger.
Okay.
Who doesn't love a good burger?
Seriously.
Who
on a Friday?
On the planet.
On a Friday, a good burger.
You could go anywhere. You could get dropped down in the middle of like the jungle.
Right.
You know, group of people living there with huts.
Yep.
Like, here, try this.
Yep.
I had the burger there on New Year's a couple of years ago. Maybe it was last year. And, I don't eat that many burgers because I want them to be really special when I do. So having two in a week is, like, for me, it's like a, 6 months worth.
It's a fantasy.
Yes.
This is, we're living a real fantasy.
Or a new way of life.
Living the dream.
Yes.
Living the dream. The burger dream.
Nice.
All right. So how do I order this burger?
No, you don't. You just tell them medium burger. Rare.
Medium
and that's
rare.
It. Like, and that's, there's no, it's just not, they don't take kindly to messing with the successful creation that he has made. That you don't start saying, I want a but no bun. I mean, I've seen it happen, and, it's not pretty.
Who is this line here? Is this, what is this?
All right. Okay.
Calling in a burger recommendation.
Oh. Casey?
Yeah. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, you're on with us and our CEO, so please be good.
Yeah, don't be an idiot.
Go ahead.
I'll keep it tame.
Cool.
Best burger, I consider myself a connoisseur, New Canaan, Cherry Street East. They have a killer burger, the Vermonster specifically.
The Vermonster.
Did he refer to himself as a connoisseur?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
I love that.
I'm going to stand back. I'm going to stand back now.
Here yeah, that's right. Connoisseur.
Got him.
We're all connoisseurs.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're all connoisseurs.
Have you heard of this burger, Jeff, that he's talking about?
No.
The Vermonster. That's interesting.
The Vermonster.
In Cherry Street East. It's been around for years, probably since the 70s.
Wow.
Oh, sounds like that is another trip. Jeff.
Yeah, sounds like their third burger.
I don't know. We'll see you next year. I'm going to be burgered out for a while. I mean, I don't know. You may just say to yourself, Chaz, I'm never having another burger after today.
Wow.
Never.
Wow. This
never.
Is it. This is the only place.
There was
done.
A summer that's all I did was I would get home after. Like, I did the 6 to midnight shift here.
Yeah.
I'd get home. And at like 12:30, I'd fire up the grill and I'd make myself a couple burgers.
I'd eat
them and go to sleep with a bowling ball in my belly.
Exactly.
I mean, I think you actually said that you made yourself some Omaha Steaks burgers. Isn't that right?
Yes, I do that all the time
exactly.
now.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, all right, Casey, thanks for the recommendation.
The Vermont's.
Do we have another?
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.
So, I don't know if you know this, Chaz. When I was at school with Todd from Omaha Steaks, that when our friends would, after a night of drinking, when our friends would go to get cheesesteaks, we'd go back to his place and have some cook up some fillets and really nice cheddar cheese and make our own cheesesteaks.
Nice.
That's a bragging right there that you were in school and the Omaha Steaks guys making you guys food after a night out.
Yes.
I made the food. He provided it and I cooked it.
Oh, right. Wow. That's even better.
Right.
Like, we got this guy, the chef guy. Jeff the chef.
We didn't burn anything down. Our apartments are right next to each other.
Nice.
It's amazing.
You're still here.
Still standing.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, we have one more tribe member calling in a recommendation. Jennifer and Shelton.
Hi there. It's not in Fairfield County. It's in New Haven County, but it's at a Mexican restaurant. Baja on the Post Road in Orange. It has the best hamburger, cheeseburger I've ever had.
The best.
I was looking for something. I was looking for something different on the menu because I'm always going to my, go-to favorites. And the waitress said, "Have you ever tried this hamburger?"
What's it called?
And I'm like, "No." And it's just their hamburger.
It's like the Baja
the
burger,
right? I would say.
Yeah, right. That, I think that's maybe what they call it, but it is hands down. And anybody that I hear in the restaurant, if I'm eating there, that goes, "Oh, I'm looking for something different." I'm like, "Have you tried the burger?"
Wow,
and they're like,
that.
"No."
And then they thank you,
right?
A Mexican restaurant. Oh yeah, absolutely. Anybody that I've told about it is like, "Oh my god, it's like hands down the best burger they've had."
Wow, that sounds good too. What's on it, do you know?
Oh, they have avocado. It's a different kind
that's
of cheese.
What I figured.
Nice.
You said a Mexican restaurant,
right?
Figuring like it's a Mexican burger.
Yeah,
I love it.
And their French fries are off the hook too.
Oh, Jeff's a French fry person.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have great French fries today, Chaz. Don't worry.
Yep.
Thank you, Jennifer.
And
it's
his best Mexican restaurant. It's in this little strip mall, like across from like where Guitar Center is.
That's sometimes where you find the best food.
Yeah.
Just these little spots.
Little niches.
All right. Thank you, Jennifer.
Yep.
All right. So we're going to a very special place today for a burger.
Cool.
Honored to be with Jeff today having a burger. And apparently it's the best burger on the planet.
Last AJ, burger great French
Well, yeah. I definitely feel like when I only eat burgers when I think they're going to be really special. And so if I'm having this burger today after having one last week, you can bet that it's worth the trip.
Cool.
All right, Jeff, we'll see you in a bit. Then we'll report back on Monday.
All right, take care, guys.
Jeff Warshaw, 20-year-old woman from India was attacked by a band of monkeys.
Oh, I hate when they band together and attack.
Well, were they playing the cymbals? And
that's right. It was actually
ting,
like,
ting,
it was,
ting,
it,
ting.
It was the band. It was the band of monkeys.
It's the band of monkeys.
Here we come, chasing down the street.
A band of monkeys.
Wow. See?
How many are in a band?
I'm guessing more
dozens.
Than one.
Yeah. Dozens. I would say dozens. We had a guy call in, right? He was serving in the Philippines and they were in the tree.
Right.
He said it was like 30 or 40 of them.
Yeah. Well, so you got about five at least, like bass player, you got drummer.
Right.
That's what I'm thinking.
Rhythm guitarist, lead guitarist, singer.
Can you
keyboardist?
Can you ask Google how many monkeys in a band of monkeys?
I bet you they're going to say the monkeys. Watch.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It was Davy Jones. There was.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I'm curious. I'm going to say 8.
I'm going to say 10.
Okay, cool. Notice both had even numbers. Mm. Could be like 11.
Oh, a group of monkeys is called a barrel or a troop.
Barrel of monkeys. Nice.
I had that game.
And those are so easy. Just grab one and you link arms.
Groups can vary in size from 1 to more than 800.
800!
So it depends on the species we're talking about.
It looks like a Mel Gibson movie.
It does. or actually, it looks like, what was that movie? Indiana Jones. Start the plane! Start the plane! But they'll chase them. They'll just shooting things at them. Yeah, no way.
800 monkeys.
Yeah, no. At that point, you run as fast as you can because they will tear your ass apart. Yeah, so again, I go with the monkeys. That's worse.
Yeah.
Impaling myself? Okay, it's only one thing. They'll cut me off. I'll go to the hospital.
While attempting to fight them off.
Oh.
That's what I see. That was my thought about the monkeys, is I can at least attempt to fight them off.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, well,
if I'm impaled by a fence.
Yeah, but then they jump on your face.
That's my life now.
Yeah, but they jump on your face and, like, rip you apart. I'm good.
That's the last thing you want to see before you die is your cheek.
Exactly.
In the hand of a monkey
when they show
or in
your
its
ear.
Mouth.
Right. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? The plane stuck in the middle with you?
They are badass, and I'm just fascinated with them.
Yeah. When they're the cute little capuchin monkeys, okay, that's cute, but it's only one of them. When it's 800 of them screaming for your death and blood, no. No. Feets do your stuff. I'm running.
Yeah, so she was attempting to fight off this band of monkeys, and she fell off the roof.
Oh.
And fell 22 feet onto a bar-lined boundary wall.
I'm surprised the monkeys didn't jump down and still kick her ass. You know, they can climb right down. They'd be like, now we got her. You know?
Yeah, because 22 feet's not far for a monkey.
No. They'll just scale down the building. And,
Or they could do the barrel
they'll
monkeys.
They'll make arms, right. They'll make arms. And they'll make them like a monkey rope going down there. And then the other monkeys will climb down the monkey rope.
The monkey rope.
It's the monkey rope. Once you see a
they
monkey
would be
rope,
the
you're
best
done.
Fire department ever. Right. You don't need a ladder. Right. They can make their own.
Right. They love to climb. They link arms. They're a monkey rope. You just climb down the monkeys. Yep.
Just Jesus.
Saying. Yep.
So they had to cut the bar on each end, and they brought her to the hospital. Right. You know,
she went to the
being
bar.
A doctor, when you see that, that's like, great.
And I call a specialist.
Right. Well, you got to take a couple x-rays, right? See where that bar is.
Right. Plus, it ends up on the internet. It's pretty cool.
You don't want to pull that out and see a sprinkler system.
Right. Hey, look, I can see right through.
They performed emergency surgery, and she's going to make a full recovery.
Awesome. Again, if she got attacked by the monkeys, there's no way in hell.
She has a story that when she tells that story, people will say,
Come on. No way. Yeah.
Come on.
The first
please.
Thing you do when you get out of the hospital is you move someplace where there's no monkeys.
That's right.
Yep.
You made up the monkeys because you were embarrassed, right?
Yeah, you just tripped.
You fell, you impaled yourself.
You weren't wearing the right shoes, you were drunk, you fell off the building. Come on. Right. 800 monkeys.
What drugs were you on?
Right. Did anybody else see the 800 monkeys? If the answer is no, you were drunk, wearing the wrong shoes.
Yeah.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.